so excited. Oh, hello. And I'm so excited to be recording today. Welcome to the Mother Days, our friends. I'm Teresa Palmer, in case you didn't know.
And I'm Sarah Rae Olson, and it is coming down outside. It is pouring here in Los Angeles.
Same.
You gosh, it's pouring where you are too.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Middle of summer.
Weird.
That's wild. Yeah, we're getting our crazy storm right now in Los Angeles. So schools,
I love
it
storm.
Rains in LA and school's closed.
How funny is that? Well, what I think is hilarious in LA, because I'm so used to it being in Adelaide where it does rain a fair bit during the winter, is just like the drivers on the road in LA when it rains.
Oh my
God. So funny. People have no idea. Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I remember driving my kids to school when it was raining in LA, and there were cars with hazard lights on, like on the freeway. I was like,
yes.
What? Why are people like this? Like, everyone drives so much slower, which, by the way,
so
safety,
slow.
Fantastic. Great.
Love
but
it.
It's like people sort of short circuit when it rains in Los Angeles.
Yes. No, I used to live in Chicago, and I would drive up to like Michigan and then also to like Wisconsin. And like some days it would be snowing so bad that I couldn't see the lines on the road. And I would just pray to like see another car in front of me so that I knew if I was on the road or if I was in the ditch. Like, I would roll my window down and be looking outside. Like, am I? Because everything would be white. It'd be like so much snow.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, what a massive difference. But yeah, the last night we got like a don't leave your house, it's not safe. I mean, yes, there's tons of mudslides here and like the flooding is crazy, but we got this like nobody on the road until 9 a.m. and then all the schools like around us are closing because of mudslides and things like that. So it was crazy.
Oh my gosh, my kids'
wild.
School would for sure be closed because you know where my kids' school in LA is.
Oh yeah.
That is like, I'm sure, a massive risk for mudslides. Oh my God, like the bottom of a canyon.
100%.
Oh my God. Wow, that's so funny. I was going to say something. I thought it was going to be funny. It's left my mind. This is how I'm feeling right now. I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to say next. It's going to be really funny. I'm going to get some lols.
You've been working so much, you poor thing. You're working like 6 days a week. I feel for you so deeply. I'm like, can't wait for you to get back to LA. And people have been asking so much about the Dream Circle. Don't worry, guys. We're working on it.
Yeah.
So it'll either be an Eventbrite link that we'll send out, or we're going to also have a place for you guys to sign up. But we're going to make it happen for the weekend of Teresa's. I think like that time for Teresa's birthday or something like that. So we'll sometime around the end of February. I know. We're going to do our very first one. We'll get the info out soon. We're just trying to figure out the best way to do it that's going to make it the easiest for you guys.
It's going to be on manifesting, guys. So if you are going to be joining us, you should start preparing now. This is what I ask everyone to do.
Yes.
So get on the old Google or Safari or whatever, Chrome, whatever you use. And find images that represent the thing that you're trying to call in. Now, I had someone say, the other day at work, because I'm hosting one of these for a few of my vegans at work. It's so nice to be surrounded by my sisterhood. I've got two vegan girls who are in the show with me at the moment, and we're known as the vegans, and everyone's always like, oh, the vegans are always late, like which isn't true, but someone said it once because we were talking and they're like, hey guys, come over here, and they're like, oh my god, the vegans are late. And then someone's like, oh, it's because they don't have enough nutrition.
Judgment.
And we're like, oh, excuse me. And then we like whip out all of our like studies to show them
how many nutrients.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny. Anyway, the vegans are coming over for a manifest night, and amazing, we're going to have vegan food, which will be fantastic. But I told them, one of the girls was like, you know, talking about like calling in a lover or whatever. And she was like, but what if you don't have a photo of exactly what you want them to look like? And I was like, well, then you get a photo that represents the qualities in the person that you're calling in. So if you want someone who's like musical, you find a picture of like a hot scruffy dude or a hot gal that you're attracted to, like holding a guitar or playing the piano, or you like get like Chris Martin or something,
or you
like
love
singing
like
on his piano.
Hiking, and so you have like a guy like standing in front of like a beautiful landscape, like at the top of like a mountain, and that's on your manifest board, right? So it's like things like that. So you're sort of piecing like, together.
She was like, what if it doesn't look the way you want them to look? And then suddenly you're manifesting in this guy and you're like, ew, I'm not attracted to that. And I was like, well, this is why you need to be really intentional. And when you place each photo down on your poster board, I'm going to be walking you guys through the sort of wording that you're saying, the intentions that you're putting out there as you're putting it down, so that it can't be misinterpreted. So yeah, you don't have to overthink it. You find the images that represent the feelings and the sensations and all the dreams that you're calling in. So that's what we're going to do. And when we announce the date, you just make sure that when you rock up, we're all looking at each other over Zoom or wherever we're doing it. That's Sarah's department. She'll be figuring that out.
Definitely
you come with your little... Yeah, okay, Zoom. There we go. Yeah. You'll come with your little stack. So that will be your homework, is to find the photos that call to you. Whee!
Yes. Okay. And how I like to do it is I like to save them. So I like to look on Instagram at, for me, like it's mine, I'm just cat's out of the bag. I'm going to be thinking about like expanding in terms of like a home, because, you know, that we all love a sleep pile and we're basically all in one room. But eventually, we're going to outgrow that. So I'm going to sort of visualize what is it that I want. And I like to look on Instagram and then save pictures of like kitchens and bathrooms and like things like that, and sort of put them all together and like talk about like the different areas of the home and like what's important to me. What am I calling in? Where's the location? Like things like that. So anyway,
like
another
idea.
Like
the fireplace in the kitchen.
Exactly. I love a fireplace in the kitchen.
I know.
I have to tell you guys about this really funny dream I had the other night.
Yes.
Really quickly. I woke up
This is hilarious.
Oh my god, it was so weird. Okay, so I was watching this movie. The movie is called Arrival. Remember with Amy Adams? Alien movie.
Yes.
Okay. So there was this like oblong ship that the aliens arrive in. It kind of looks like a big giant black egg, and it's in the sky. And so basically in my dream, I'm holding that black egg in my hands, and it's like, you know, it's like pretty big, like the size of maybe like an oblong basketball, right? But there's this slit in it, and I'm looking inside of it, and there's these two little baby hands holding hands, and I'm like, oh my god, my twins are about to be born. And in my dream, So I can hardly breathe telling the story. Anyway, so I'm looking down and I see them holding hands and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to wait. But I can't help it. And I have to put my hand in there and touch it. And when I do, they sort of start climbing out of the alien ship egg thing that I have in my hands and they're fully clothed. Both of them with pacifiers in their mouths. One is pink, one is blue. So I'm like, oh, a boy and a girl. Like, this is how I was able to tell what they are. And they're like the size of toddlers and they have so much hair and they're like looking at me and I'm like, oh my God, I have to show Eric. And I walk into the next room and Eric is sitting on the couch holding an actual newborn baby covered in vernix. And he's like holding it and he looks over at me and I was like, oh, we had another one. And then he goes, there's two. He goes, wait, there's three babies. And I was like, yes. And then that was,
and then basically you said Danny was in the background. Do you remember?
And then Danny, as soon as he said, like, there's three babies, I hear Danny, my sister-in-law, who's been on the podcast, I hear her laugh. She has a very specific, distinctive laugh. And I hear it so vividly. She can't stop laughing the fact that we have three babies now. And then basically, I kind of woke up and I had the warmest, coziest, like, most amazing feeling from the dream. Like, it felt so good. And then I just spent half the day giggling about it too, because it was so stupid.
The idea, like, Eric would freak at having twins, but the idea of triplets made me laugh for like 10 minutes. Like, just thinking Eric's face,
he would be like, wait a minute. Like, there's three girls in my bed right now, and I sleep on a pull-out bed next to Wyatt in his room, surrounded by like a mix between boy stuff, girl stuff, baby stuff. Like, all their things are in one room together. They all share one dresser. I'm like, how are we gonna add Sarah, three more babies?
I just think it's so funny. Oh my God. And you actually would.
I would just figure it out. I'd be like, you know what? I feel like there's room in the bottom of the pantry. I think we can put some baby clothes there. Well, the same night that I had that dream, Wyatt also, so it must have been just like a weird night, because Wyatt woke up the next morning. He's like, I had the weirdest dream. Like, I dreamt that I woke up in my bed and I reached over and I touched something really weird, and it was an entire bed of sushi, and then I just kept eating it.
So random. Like,
why are dreams so bizarre? Like, this is insane.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco. Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. So as your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier, right? So we're not up in the middle of the night a million times, potentially, and they can start cleaning up after themselves. They can do some vacuuming and they can help out around the house. Okay, so then other things don't, like having conversations about money. Well, the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring chores customized to your family's needs, and then you reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. I was thinking about this and I was like, oh, I remember being a child and my chore was I had to unload the dishwasher every day. Did I get pocket money, Sarah? No, I did not. Things are different these days. And millions of people and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It is the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
I feel like that knowledge is so empowering, and being able to give them this access is just going to make them feel so good when they go to purchase something or donate to a charity or whatever it is. So sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/motherdays. That's greenlight.com/motherdays to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/motherdays.
Oh my God. So Bodhi, remember how we were talking about how our kids thought they knew where they were before and they were describing where they were before?
Yes.
So Bodhi's been telling me this kind of reoccurring story, but he tells me as though it's the first time he's told me. Like he forgets that he's already told me this. So I write it down every time to see if it like it has been embellished or if it's changed or anything. And so it's so funny. So he said that before he came into my tummy, he was actually in a desert. This is what reminded me of this when you were talking about the oblong shape. He was in a desert and there were all these like squishy, metallic, kind of big oblong rocks. And then he said that there was this big bright light and you walk towards it. But before you do that, you speak to all the different metallic rocks. So you go and like have conversations with the different metallic rocks to figure out which one you're going to go into. And then it cracks open and all the light comes in and then he jumps into the light and then he was in the womb. So he's been telling me this. And then Forrest will be like, Mum, do you know that Bodhi was with like this metallic? And I was like, I know. I've been writing it down. Anyway, he told me this the first time like years ago. And then he brought it up again recently. And then he brought it up again. It was so wild. I love this stuff so much. I've got to share with you guys. I had my angel intuitive reading. Yes. Is that what you call it? An angel reading.
By the
beautiful Taylor Page. Now, guys, we read all the comments about that episode and it was so next level. That woman is so bright and so tuned in. I feel like her volume is up full blast in terms of her connection to the other side. And it was really, I had a really profound experience with her. One of the things that I've been really kind of navigating is I keep saying to Mark, like, I feel like I've lost my spark a little. I feel like I've lost my, and we had a really good chat about this yesterday. I was like crying. It was really cathartic, actually. I was like, I just feel like I was always so high vibes, energy bouncing around, like, and energy for days and days and days, and just like always glass half full. And I've been feeling like the grind so much more lately in like the last 6 months in particular. And I'm like, this is so unlike me. And he stopped me and he was like, I think you need to reframe that this is so unlike you, because actually this is an evolution. Maybe those feelings and those things were always there, but you have done such a good job of just soldiering on and moving through things. And stuff affects me even more. Like my mum's health, I get really worried about. Yes. And like her well-being, I get really worried. I get more worried about things. And I used to just be like, oh, what if a duck's back? But Mark's like, actually, perhaps like the growth is that you're willing to lean into the vulnerability of how that feels when you get afraid or you feel scared about something, or you start worrying about the future. It's like, maybe this is actually a crack open, as opposed to like, what's wrong with me? Why is this happening? Like, why am I feeling this way? Has my light been dimmed somehow? And so we had this big, beautiful conversation, and Taylor immediately picked up on that. And she said the coolest thing, and it was such an amazing reframe. So she said, first of all, of course, my Nana came through immediately. And she was like, wow, she has this guardian angel-like energy, like similar to your angel's essence, like not just sort of a past loved one. Like, I feel this really high, high, high feeling from her. And she lives, her personality and her vibrancy and her social abilities, she wants you to know that, like, it lives on through you. And because I was so sad about her not being alive, and she was like, no, but she's in you. It's coming out of you. It's exuding from you because it's so much a part of her. And immediately my Nana started talking about how in the last year, things have been thrown at me. Some obstacles have been thrown at me emotionally in order to spiritually up level, which was really cool. And Taylor said she keeps seeing a witch's hat on me. Like it just keeps, it's always my symbol is the witch's hat is coming up. The third eye is opening, and that the angels and my spirits, guides of my people who have passed on, keep saying that, like, that's where the evolution is. Like, you need to be, for everything is pulling you towards deepening your intuition, looking further into this, you know, working through your witch wound. And I honestly feel like some of that has been coming up for me in the last year. It's like I'm being kind of guided to this work, but in this work, these little cracks are forming. And I guess it's kind of like when you go to the gym, like it doesn't always feel good and you're tearing the little muscles, but then they rebuild stronger. And I have a sense, especially from this reading, that this is all a part of my spiritual evolution. And the whole like through line of the reading was, keep doing the work, go further, go deeper, because all the things that I'm seeking out in my life, which honestly, I feel so content where I am. I feel so happy where I am. But the ways in which I want to have expansion, it's all through doing the work. It's all through the spiritual work. I kept being like, what's the timing of babies? And what's the time? You know, I kept trying to be more specific of like, you know, tell me about my next big job. And when is the podcast, you know, going to explode in the way that Sarah and I envision? And when is like, I kept sort of wanting the answers to, you know, who, like, oh, I really want to work with this director. And then she it kept coming back to, it's all happening once you unfurl this part of yourself.
Yes.
And it's almost been like a reckoning, because I spent my life always being the one that's like positive and uplifted and like optimistic. Yes. And I've just always been that way. And when you tug on a little thread, and I start to look at like some of the little wounds that I have from having not a traditional sort of dynamic with my mom, because she was ill and she still, you know, obviously deals with her mental health issues. I used to just kind of soldier through those feelings, but now as she's getting older and I'm getting older and I'm a mother, they're coming up for me more, like really taking a look at my childhood. And the beauty of it is incredible, and the love that I got, it was so wonderful, but it's complicated. There are complications there. And going deeper in my relationship with Mark and just like pulling the threads, and I think I've almost like, I kept like a little lid on it, because I've just been cruising and I've been so happy. And now I'm kind of at this crossroads where it's like, you got to go a bit deeper into any of the feelings that feel scary or worrisome. Self-belief, like doubt surrounding my career. I would just be like, oh, no, I'm fine. No, it's fine. but actually like stopping and looking at them. Like, yeah. And this is what the reading was about. Like, actually, when the feeling comes, keep the feeling in front of you and dive into the feeling. It's been such an amazing up level since having this reading. So my reading was about 3 weeks ago and it was the reminder that I needed. It wasn't like, I mean, some pretty remarkable things happen and I'll talk about them, but it wasn't as though it completely changed my life in the fact that I saw something brand new. It was all the stuff and all the information and my belief system is there. And it was just a reminder to continuously return back to source and trust and find the meditation and find yes. like, and find spirit. And not just, I soldier through so much. I carry so much on my shoulders. You know, I'm a working mother. I've taken on the leadership role with the kids in terms of schooling and activities and play dates and life in general and plans. And then we've got the podcast and then I've got my company and then I'm doing a production company. And so I have a lot going on and everyone's like, how do you like do all of this? How do you balance it all? And I was like, oh, I just get on with it. But actually it's been really nice. It's been a nice reminder after I spoke with Taylor that like all of these little twists and turns and these little feelings and the doubts and the worry and the being afraid about the future, it's all like opportunities to grow. And so that's been the greatest gift from this reading. But I feel raw. Like I was with my friend yesterday, Carolina, and I was talking about this thing that came up in the reading, which is like this, our dream home. I've talked about it. I manifested our dream home. And I was saying to Mark, like it came up as symbolically, it came up as a beautiful home. And Taylor said, I'm seeing this house and half of it is in dark and half of it is in light. And I was like, huh, that's so interesting. And I didn't understand why, because she was like, right now you're going through a home transition. Like you're drawn to the ocean, which is why we've been feeling so great here in Bondi. And she was like, you need to be in the ocean. You know, your spirit animal is whale. You have the depth of the whale. But then you have this, the dolphin, the playful, childlike, silly, funny, you know, that kind of spirit about you. And the two animals, she's like, I don't often see those two animals together. And she's like, but the fact that you have both of those things, you've got to lean into that. And I was like, oh my gosh, the pool to the ocean. Of course, these are my animals. It's amazing. Yeah. And so that's why I thought the house was half in dark, half in light, because we've been like, where are we going to settle down eventually? And my son, Isaac, only has really two more years of school. He's going to finish year 10 and I think you say grade 10 and then he has grade 11 and grade 12. And I do know that Mark and I have talked about it, like once Isaac goes to college and he's off in college, is the pull to be in Los Angeles and raising our kids in LA, is that still really going to be there when he's not there? The reason we want to be in LA so much is like, yes, we love the city, we love our home, but when Isaac leaves, he's not going to be there anymore. So like a huge part of our like heart is going to be in some other state, somewhere else.
Right.
So I said to Mark, like, is it the sort of thing that we just rent the house out full time in 3 years and then we figure out where we're going to be? Or do we sell the house in 3 years and then we decide like, where are we really rooting? So that's what I thought it was. And even the fact that she picked up on that, I was like, that is so true. Because when I'm there in the house, it is everything I've ever dreamt of. I love it. Even the way it's styled, everything, everyone has their room. It's like the perfect layout for our family. I'm always like, oh, is this the forever house? Is this where we're really like raising our babies forever? And
it was so funny she picked up on that, because that's the sort of thing where I'm glass half full, like, oh my God, just the dream house. Ah! And then I was like, oh my goodness, that is my query beneath it. That's the query that's there. So that was cool that she picked up on that. She also, my uncle came through randomly, because I was not expecting this, because he's very close to my mom. And maybe that's why he came through, is because obviously I take care of my mom so much. My mom is with us a lot. And I was like, oh, it's so funny that my uncle came through. And I started thinking in my head, he would step forward when I was talking about certain areas that I'm looking at in my life. And he would step forward as if he wanted to be the one to sort of guide that area of my life. And I was like, this is really cool. He's showing up in this way. I didn't expect it. I didn't have that expectation. And then I had the thought, like, oh, I wonder if he's going to bring up the dog. Because when he died, he had this dog.
Oh my God.
Called Buddy. And Buddy was this old beagle, and no one wanted Buddy. No one put their hand up to take Buddy. And Buddy was like his beloved dog. And he was gonna go to my uncle, and then he was gonna go to my mum, but we had cats, and then, you know, his kids couldn't have the dog, and, you know, no one could have this poor dog, Buddy. And so I was like, I volunteer to find this dog the best home ever. And so I rang my sister Abigail, my half-sister Abigail. She lives on a farm in Adelaide, and she's basically takes in all the rejected animals. Any animal that needs a home, that is without a home, she's like, I'll have it. And so I rang her, and I was like, I know you've already got a dog that was my mum's dog, but then when my mum went to America, like, Abigail adopted this dog. And I was like, and I don't know how good Buddy is with other dogs, but like, he doesn't have a home and his owner just died. And my sister's like, drop him off. So I dropped off Buddy to her house, and he lived another few years, had the best life running around on the farm with the pigs and the sheep and with his like little favorite birds. My sister has these like tame birds, and had the best life ever. And I would see photos, and it just made me, just filled me up with happiness that he got to live out his life the way I think my Uncle Andrew would have liked. He would have been so happy about it. And so in my head, I thought about it, and I was like, oh, it's funny he hasn't brought up the dog, but oh well. Anyway, so she's about to do my cards. She's telling me about sort of what my nana's saying, what my pop is saying. She's about to do my cards, and she was like, shuffled them all, and she was like, you know, tell me what your questions are. And I went to be like, oh, I want to know about the timing of babies. And then she was like, I'm so sorry, I can't actually move on to the card part, because your uncle will not let you move on. He's brought a dog. There is a dog here. And I was like, what? Because I am telling you, 2 minutes earlier, I just had the thought, did not say a thing. Wow. I just had the thought, like, oh, it's weird he hasn't mentioned a dog. No, okay, all good. And then she was like, sorry, they won't let me go forward until, like, they're presenting a dog. Is there a dog? Is there a dog? I don't know. Like, is there a dog in his life? Is there... there's just this dog here. And I was like, oh my God, it's Buddy. And then I told her the story. I was like, I was just thinking of this. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Wow. It was wild. I was like, that is so freaking cool. That was amazing. And then my nana shows me are they ladybugs or ladybirds? Can we please figure this out?
I think it's both, but it's okay. Say whatever. Say either.
Okay. Okay. So I'm always like, a ladybug bird, a ladybug. Ladybird. There we go. It's going to be a ladybird. Anyway, she brings me ladybirds. So the night before, and Taylor was like, yes, this is your spirit animal, ladybird. And the night before, hello, Prairie, I'm just doing my recording. We have to be quiet. She's sitting behind me doing
which is on the iPad with headphones on because I'm solo parenting. Anyway, so she brings me these ladybirds. Anyway, the night before, because I was thinking, oh, I don't think I've seen a ladybird in forever. Like I definitely haven't seen them. And then she said that my nana was telling her, Taylor, that I'm sort of missing them. And I was like, oh, whoops, I'm missing the signs. And then remembered that night before I was walking through the airport and Little Miss Prairie, who's on my boobie right now.
Yes.
Little Miss Prairie had picked out this toy from the airport and I said she could have one thing for the plane. So we picked out this little mixling kind of toy thing that she wanted. Then we were walking towards the gate and we were sort of walking hurriedly because I was like, oh, hey, we're about to board. I'd lost track of time. And she pointed out this ladybug neck pillow. She was like, and I didn't even know she knew what one was. She was like, Mom, ladybug. And she pointed at this neck pillow and I was like, yeah, yeah, it's great. And she was like, ladybug, I want the ladybug. And I was like, let's say bye to ladybug because we've got to jump on the plane. Like we're hurrying. And I kind of, again, sort of ignored it and walked off.
Yeah.
And then I remembered right in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, just last night I saw this thing, which like obviously it wasn't a real one, but it symbolized the ladybug and Prairie said it. She said it a couple of times. So that was really cool. I really loved that. And just in general, it was just a beautiful, beautiful reminder to do the spiritual work. The baby thing was funny because she immediately was like, they're saying that, she was like, I can feel a little, she's like, I see a boy and a girl. I see a boy and a girl. I don't know the timing of it. And I was like, that's what I'm manifesting. And I was like, and just let them know that, again, if they would like to come in together, I'd be very happy with that. And she was like, well, you could talk to the baby and you could let them know that they can come in together, which is funny because Sarah and I, it'll come out later, but we also had a reading with a baby medium who said something similar. Kind of gave me the chills. Yep. And I was like, whoa. And we recorded them back to back. And so I was getting the same thing from the baby medium and Taylor. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. She said, the reason you've been thinking about babies a lot is because they're very close to you. They're right around you. However, timing wise, it's not a full body yes. You're not fully there yet. And I was like, that's exactly how I've been feeling. And she was like, you will know. I'm telling you, you will know. And what she was saying was that the spiritual growth that I'm working on, that it has got to be my main focus right now, with the third eye and the witch's hat. Like when I dive deeper into that, like, everything I've ever wanted to call in will be unlocked. And she was like, she said 2025, 2026 for babies. And I was like, oh my God. Well, I always envisioned like my 40th, around my 40th birthday, like there having my twins. Yeah. So that was really cool.
So amazing. I love the angel reading stuff. I think it's just like so magical. But I want to go back to, there was something that Mark said. Okay. He said that growth is that you're willing to lean into the vulnerability. And I thought, okay, so when you were talking about, I was thinking about like how you start like pulling at the threads. You start to see something in yourself that maybe you didn't like recognize before. Like it feels different. Everything feels sticky. Like you're a little bit like, what's going on? Like, is my light dimmed? Like what's happening? Like all of these things that you're saying, right? Like I've always been a glass half full. Like why am I feeling these sort of like shadowy or darker feelings of like, you know, my glass is like half empty. Like what?
Yes.
Why am I feeling that? But I really want to like just go back there for a second because I feel like we all go through these moments where we feel days feel heavier, harder. I know that I'm always like, is there going to be a full moon soon? Like when these things happen, I'm like, what's going on? Like, is this a retrograde? Like I feel unorganized. I feel like foggy headed. Like I'm feeling super vulnerable. But what you were talking about, that vulnerability of starting to see something in yourself that you hadn't really felt or seen before. And then it just, that reframe of like seeing that as growth and up leveling is really amazing.
Yes.
Because that's the opposite of like, I think human nature, which is to look at that and go like, oh,
judge it.
Gosh, it sucks. Yeah. Like to like lean into the bad part of that instead of the part of that that's like, wait, this is
exciting.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I were talking about this. It's so funny, like we're on opposite sides of the world right now. And, you know, I'm doing the work I'm doing and you're doing what you're doing. And it's so funny, like first of all, our cycles like lined synced up.
Totally.
Like, exactly to the day. Like we're bleeding today, you know, so funny.
Yes.
And then it was like our emotional cycles linked yes. up as well. So as I was telling Sarah off the podcast when we were having a catch up about these sort of profound like learnings that I was going through, she was like, oh my God, me too. And it was happening in parallel. And I think it's that beautiful thing you said about like looking at these moments of feeling raw and diving into the discomfort as these incredible opportunities for growth and getting to know ourselves better. Mm-hmm. I think as mothers, it's so typical to quickly chuck a Band-Aid on ourselves and keep yeah. soldiering on because like sometimes what choice do you have? You're so time poor. But it was a really beautiful, and I got to say that is the most amazing thing about Mark is he is my greatest like spiritual teacher, and he's been doing these teachings for people at our yeah. house and online, and the feedback has been so moving, and others are able to articulate it even better than I am, that I think the well of experience, life experience he's had just like makes for such a like patient person who sees things in a really different light. And it was, he was so good at stopping me on my, I was just like, and this and that and all this stuff yeah. was just pouring out. And I was like, why am I feeling this way? And I was labeling it and judging it and wanting to return to old self. And he was like, but this is new self, and new self is growing and getting deeper and wiser and cracking open. So it was really, and I felt so great since that conversation. And to have my best friend, to have you also be going through these things and we're spiritually up-leveling. I sent you that thing the other day.
Together.
Because you were like, I was feeling all these ways and I had a big cry and all these old patterns were coming up. And then Sarah was like, and then I went and started sort of sorting and cleaning out the house. And
oh my God. That was crazy because that was like the night. So the same night that you were having this situation, like this, like conversation, and you were having like your cry and your conversation with Mark, I was having a crying conversation with Eric, and it was like kind of that same, I was talking about this with you guys last year, it was that same thing of like where my self-worth is tied to like money or like financial thing, like things that I'm bringing in, like what am I, you know, those two things that are tied together from like childhood programming, right? And it's like, it's just what I saw and what I thought was like worthy was like the person who's like bringing in the money, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That programming is just there. And so as much work as I've done on that and thought through it and saw it and leaned into it, it still sometimes does come up again. And it's like after that, it was just like, you know, the next morning Eric and I were like, let's clean this. You know, he starts cleaning one area and I start cleaning another. And it was just like dress ups were coming. Like there was like mounds of dress up clothes from the kids' room. And like I was pulling things like crazy. My kids were all going nuts. Like, whoa, the house is nuts, you know? And just like we were doing the most massive clean out. And then Teresa sends me this thing about how when you're in the middle of this like spiritual up leveling, you could be doing things like cleaning, having like this sense of like needing to declutter. And I was like, oh my God, that does feel like this place and, you know, where I'm at and where you were at and like what exactly what we were talking. It was just like there were so many things. And I started seeing 11:11 and 3:33 and 2:22. And yes. Anytime I would look at the clock, like these like recurrent numbers were coming up and I was like, what is going on?
And red strings everywhere. Like red strings
everywhere.
We're like, we get it. We get what's happening, people. Like we're moving
Thank
through
you.
This.
Okay, I'll look at it again. I obviously have shit about my finances. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm having a look at it.
Oh my God.
I see it. I'm worthy. I'm a good mom. I love my people.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Oh, and it just comes out and it bites you on the ass in the most unexpected ways. Like, I'm like really feeling it, working, juggling, doing all these things. Like, oh my God, just like juggling it all. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, ugh, I feel really tired. It starts with like feeling really tired. And then I'll be like,
yes.
I feel like I need to have a bath. And then I'm like, yes. Oh, I think I'm feeling sad. And then it comes out and but it's really good because I do have a partner who will not let me. He's like you. You and him are so similar that he's so deeply intuitive and so in tune with how I am and where I'm at. Like he will see it before I see it for myself. He'll be like, you seem a little disconnected. You seem a little like this. I can energetically feel something. And I'm like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? No, I'm just getting on with things. Huh? What? And then he was like, no, I feel like there's some seeds of something brewing. And I was like, I don't believe that. And then I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
You're like, wait, there is.
Yeah. And that's when you start pulling the thread and it all like unfurls. But it's all beautiful lessons.
I love that about him so much though. Like even when he like in one of, you know, our last like solo episode, he like came in for a minute and we were like laughing with him. And just like, I don't know about you guys. I mean, I know you guys have all listened to the episode with Mark, but like when he starts talking, it doesn't even matter what he's talking about. He's talking about how he's like over it and it's chaos out in the living room. And I immediately like my energy, I'm like smiling because like he's just he has such good energy. He's like a good, like beautiful person, right? And he makes me like laugh. So anyway, like him coming to you and talking to you about all of that and like really seeing you and seeing where you're at and pulling at the threads because he loves you and he supports you and he's your partner. Like that is just so awesome.
Yeah. It's been great.
Such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you, Tez, I have to say, like you and so many women out there who have always, because of circumstance or situation or whatever it is, like carried so much on your back. I mean, that is shouldering and keeping moving on and putting a smile on your face. Like, you know, I think I texted this to you, but it's also okay to sometimes just be like, fuck, this is hard.
Yeah.
Like it's
100%.
Hard. 100%. You know?
Like, yes. Just allowing yourself to sit in a, you know, someone said that to me the other day at work. Like, we can't believe how you do it. Cause I was carrying around my podcast equipment and I was at work and I was like, I was putting it on a boat to get it to a thing. But then I was also dealing with like organizing travel. I was on the phone for an hour. I was on the phone for an hour with our travel agent trying to get the kids up here because I'm going to the Actor Awards this weekend. Woo woo. And then so I'm on with the travel agent. I'm trying to use points plus pay, but then I'm also off to the side doing parent teacher interviews like from FaceTime.
Oh,
all happening on the same day. And then everyone's like got my podcast equipment because I'm like, hey guys, I'll need to get onto Starlink because I need to like record this little piece of the podcast. And someone yesterday was like, I don't, how is this? And then I was like, and it actually made me think. And I was like, how do I? And then I know the answer is that, like, even if I feel exhausted, or even if it's just like, oh, I'm over it. Like, as a parent, you just put one foot in front of the other. You just keep going, right? You just keep doing it. At some point, the cracks will open up and you're like, oh, I feel really tired, or, oh, I'm doing too much, or, oh, it's all on my shoulders. And this is what my cry was a few days ago. I was like, it all just started coming out. Like, everything was like, there's so much, there's our lives, like, there's just so much. And it was so cathartic. I feel so incredible. And sometimes it just takes that. My friend Carolina, I should say, who was sitting opposite me, and she's just like my funny, awesome mum friend of four. And she's like, we always just have a laugh and a good banter, and we connect on so many things. I told you, one of my new very good friends. And I like never cry in front of her. And I just sort of burst into tears in front of her. And she was like, sent me this beautiful message about how she was like, I am a crybaby, and you've got to do it. You've got to let it out, because it'll come out in different ways, and it just will have this erosive effect. So it was so beautiful. And this is just a reminder to all you guys listening, like, allow yourselves the time to stop and slow down and feel the feelings and crumble a little bit, and you'll put yourself back together. You will. So don't run away from those feelings. And I think I've definitely been guilty of doing that just to survive. And now I'm like, no longer. This is a part of my spiritual up leveling. No longer.
That's right. That is right. And we're going to spiritually up level together.
Yes.
Maybe
girl.
All you days. We can all do it.
Oh, we love you guys.
Oh, that's amazing. I feel so like warm and everything inside after this conversation, and raw and tired and all the things.
Me too. Anyone's watching YouTube, they're like, girl, what is happening?
I know.
Over there?
I'm like, I feel really tired, but also very happy and full of light.
Same.
Okay, you guys, we love you. Thank you for joining us for this wonderful conversation. And you guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for sharing everything that you did today, Tez. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.